I tried to tell you, you're going to accept what God spoke out of my mouth, and that settles it.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said by the letter materialized. What he said by the Spirit.
The spiritual always comes first.
Oh God, thy revelation, oh God. Oh God, in this last and evil time, God. This last day, oh God. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord.
Morning. Not too many people? The Lord keeps telling us that. I wonder why. Do you people, are you getting a little bit of understanding the way God uses me? Are you getting understanding? Well, now to do that, you know, you have to believe that. And unbelief. It's this mystery of iniquity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is.
It's also the strength of iniquity.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Right on time.
You might see that very straight.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
The mystery of iniquity that's already.
Hallelujah! Right on time, right on time. Yes, Lord.
Iniquity rivals believing.
Yeah.
You were kind.
Do you know how many times a day you experience unbelief?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A whole lot more than you do. Experience believing.
Hallelujah.
Even that statement right there. You either believe it or you don't. And that's how you can examine yourself.
Yes, Lord.
Am I believing or am I unbelieving? And if you became honest with yourself, you might have to say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. But my unbelief needs some help. So it starts believing. Same entity. One negative, one positive. Like love. Same entity. You can either manifest love or not manifest love. Examine yourself.
Help me, Lord. Amen.
There's only one person that knows you better than you.
Amen.
And that's God.
Hallelujah.
And He does allow you to be honest with yourself.
Yes.
Oh, am I saying things like this? You folks sit there like you're hearing a sermon. The truth of the matter is, and you better face it, there's not too many folk who really want to be saved. We're asking, what must I do to get a better home and have a better life? But we're not asking, what must I do to be saved? Because if they got the answer, that means you give up your home, give up your life, and that ain't what we want to do.
That's it.
And you're all sitting out there like saying, oh, go ahead and preach, Brother Terry. We want to hear it. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I'm here this morning not because you're here. I'm here because He's here. And I have no desire to try to please you at all. If I ever get worn out when I'm trying to get you to understand something, and you just wear me out. Wear me out. And of course, I know who the one is that causes me to get worn out. He's seeking to wear out, and he's using you to do it. You say, not so. Well, that's what they did with Jesus. See, how come you don't hear my speech?
Hallelujah.
Whenever you go contrary to what I say, you know who fathered that? The brother next to you?
No.
Or your adversary?
Right.
Somehow he got access to your thinking.
Yeah.
I wonder how he did that. Did you give him that much place? Isn't it some? No, I'm not even talking loud.
No.
I'm not talking with absurd words.
No.
And you all look at your faces. You're and you're going to say, well, what do you see? All I see is a... I'm saying, what's he talking about?
Right.
I'm talking about iniquity. It does already work. Now I got your... I know exactly what you're... How you're going to respond. What about your brother Stair? That's how I know it works.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. See? I was telling Brother Connie. I says, I got to get up here. And when I stand up to talk like I'm doing right now,
right,
I have to resist being rebellious as you are.
Right.
I don't want to talk no more than you want to hear.
Right.
So we have to really strive to do it.
Right.
We have to really put an effort for it.
Yes.
He that has ears here, let him hear.
Yes.
Well, why would you have to say that?
Yes,
I mean, if you have ears, don't you hear?
That's right.
They turn away
their ears
from the truth.
Amen.
I was thinking again this morning as I was listening. See, when I go into my house, the only sound that I hear is coming from BBN most of the time.
Hallelujah.
And I almost want to run away from it.
Right.
What a damnable... You hear me, BBN?
Yes, sir.
TBN?
Oh, God.
Baptist Church?
Amen.
Roman Catholicism?
Yes,
you hear me?
Oh.
You hear me, you religious folk?
Oh, Jesus.
You are your father the devil.
Amen.
Yeah, you got truth, but you distort it.
Yes.
You corrupt it. You pollute it. Not in the letter, but in the spirit. Look at this. See, look how many friends we got sitting right here. You get, hey, you folk, you got a bunch of them right here.
Right. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Jesus. Amen.
I mean, brother and sister Elizabeth and brother Owen, God brought them all over to hear the prophet.
Okay.
And the other day I was walking by and he had some crazy music on in there. Because you know how people respond when you say that about crazy music?
Mm.
Oh, it's gospel.
Amen.
But the spirit of it.
Yeah.
The spirit of it. Not, the spirit's not good news.
Right.
The spirit of that jazz or that rock and roll or that modern contemporary music, the words are all right.
Yeah.
But the spirit ain't no good.
Yeah.
Don't you know that music has a spirit? And very few music today has the Spirit of God in it. Very few. That causes conviction. See, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? You could take a song years ago. See how quiet you get? If I start telling you, you know nothing about it. And then when I tell you, because you're so far from you, we preach the Word of God around here with great power.
Hallelujah.
In great conviction. And see how little it moves you? See, and see, I come from a realm that I'm one of the fellows who saw this house in this latter house. Does anybody know what I mean when I say the latter house? Anybody at all? What am I referring to? Isn't that something? Now, in this house right here, the answer ought to be unanimous, without any question, without holding back.
Amen.
What am I referring to when I talk about the latter house? even ask for unity and won't get it. I ask you again, there's only about 100, maybe not even 100 here, that heard me preach for years.
Amen.
I ask you, this house.
This house.
I might have to have a little confusion out there. But now from this house, we're not talking about who's left among you to sell this house in its first glory. What house are we talking about? There's an empty spot here. I don't hear nothing coming out over there. Oh, there's a dead spot there. When I ask you about the latter house, what house am I talking about? No wonder they think we're crazy, God. Because I know you've mentioned, I know you've talked about it, I know you think about my mouth in every which way, and this house right here.
Help us, Lord.
And not one bit of remorse in you that you couldn't answer me. The answer is very simple. The Philadelphia church age, which was the latter house, the latter rain was poured out. You never heard this before. Brand new to you people, right? Ain't that right? Or maybe it's not good news. Maybe you don't want to be told that it happened.
Hallelujah.
Ah, is that it? Because if it did happen, it could happen for you. Oh, maybe you don't really want that, huh?
Hallelujah. Amen.
I really thought, Lord, that after my little chat this morning in the dining hall, that I'd walk in here and these folk would have their minds open. And here we are, the fig tree again. Far off. Where are their minds? You're not on heavenly things.
Oh, God, mercy, Lord.
Jesus.
I could hear a cry right now.
Jesus.
A universal cry. How about it? Which one would fit in here? Woe is me.
Yes, Lord.
I am on. Oh, can I get a universal cry?
Yes.
Whoop. A few dead spots here. A few solid spots here. Hey. You've even been told what to say.
Right. Yes.
I've even said the words. A child can say, come here, hon. Come here. Come on. How old are you?
Yes, Lord.
Woe is me. Hey, look at that. Look at that. See that? Even a little child can do that.
Amen.
Thank you, hon. Come here, babe. Watch this. Watch this little child. Woe is me.
Woe is me.
For I'm undone.
Undone.
Woo! Look at that.
Amen.
Well, well, well. How about you little children? Can you become converted? Is that too much for you to say, Mama? Woe is me? That one too hard, was it? And you know, as old as you and I, and we're still all done,
right.
We got to run a little faster now, don't we? We got to make it for lost time, don't we, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't that right, my hon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Used to sing a song in the old black church, Run for Jesus ain't got tired yet.
Right.
You folk look tired. You're weary. Yeah, if you go to sleep on me, you don't go to sleep in that chair, son. If you're going to sleep, you get up and get out and go to your bed. Now, don't make me talk to you again about it.
Hallelujah.
Is that scriptural?
Yeah.
Awake.
Yeah.
Awake.
Yeah.
Stop. Don't sleep. See, get sick. Huh? Oh, now, you shouldn't talk to him like that. Why not? If you don't want to wake up, you know what you're going to hear later on? Sleep on now.
Oh, it's time. Hallelujah.
Awake to righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
And you want so much trouble with sin then, will you? No, you won't.
Yeah.
If you awake to righteousness, you'll know what right. He's doing righteousness. Is right. All unrighteousness is sin. So if you awake to righteousness, then sin ain't got no dividend, is it? Is it? Is it? Oh, boy. I was meditating. By the way, before I get in trouble with that, all you people out there that get mad at me, including this folk here, you see, every single day, I am so obnoxious because I insist that people need to hear the prophet. I just had an email from another Indian fellow over there. He's telling me how he went out and he prayed for the sick. And God healed him. Well, I believe that. He said they got so impressed they want me to come and preach more about Jesus. I'm good. He says, I told them about you. He says, and they're all excited about you. I want you to come to India. Check out my orphanage. And of course, bring some money with you, I'm sure. Ah, stop it. You people, you act the same way.
Oh, yeah.
The Spirit is universal.
Hallelujah.
See, years ago, I went to India. And I was specifically told by God not to do that anymore. I won't go to Africa. Can you imagine? Back when I went, I didn't have hardly enough money. Today, I could book a flight if they'd let me out of the country. I'm not sure that they might have me at the
terrorist watch list.
I don't know. Well, I ain't going to try it because God told me not to. See? But can you imagine that? Come to England. These other guys are traveling all over the world.
Yeah.
Why do people hard to talk to God? I wish I could say something and they'd understand it. I don't know. I've tried every way I know how. I tell them incidences, and what I tell are easy to believe. And he could do no mighty works.
Hallelujah.
Can you imagine with all the unbelief that I have to deal with? Because I believe God is still doing a mighty work. Because I will insist that the work that is done to me is God doing it. See, I don't care whether you like it or not. Some of you folk right there, you sit right in my presence, hour after hour, and you always second guess me. And you better straighten up, I'm telling you, because I told you this morning, there ain't nobody going to speak against me or move against me anymore without God bringing you to swift judgment. You leave me alone. If you're not going to believe with me, then get the hell out of here. Because you are going. You're not going to keep scattering this flock. We're in the gathering business. If you're not going to gather with me, the Bible makes it very clear that you're scattering.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
I wrote the bank and said, look, I'm not coming to India.
Bless
you. Well, I wouldn't even bother if I sent some money.
Right.
But the thing that I've got to get these people around the world to understand, and even you, that the finishing work of God is not going to be done with money. It's going to be done with faith. Faith. And how few of you know how to live by faith, to talk by faith, to believe God? How few of you want to depend on some deed?
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hard to believe that I had God just let me walk by. As I walked out in there, Sister Yost walking down there, and there's Sister Yost with her arm. And I said, my God, that woman needs to take her arm out of that sling.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But you know what that is? We get those little pains and little hurts, and we want to make everybody know, but we are really God. I know we don't admit that.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's what we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
You don't know like I know what I'm going through. You know that. Ain't that right? Such a young lady. I'm overwhelmed. Oh, my God. Am I overwhelmed? And then you want to think you're going to work yourself out of it?
Hold on. Hold on.
The one woman in the Bible that got overwhelmed was Her name was Martha. And she constantly interfered with the Lord Jesus Christ. Even after she saw. Even after she witnessed. What a gentle man he was. Remember how gentle he was when she come running and said, Lord, 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 my sister, please have her come and help me. I might have fixed you a nice little lunch, Lord. Boy, was I so glad when you knocked on my door. Give me a chance to show you how good a cook I can be.
Amen.
I don't want to see how your works. I want to see your faith.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, there it comes back again. Now you think I don't know that faith works and that there are works of faith. See, because I do away with the other works, you think I'm doing...
Right.
The best difference between a work of faith and a work of the flesh.
Right.
They're both works and they both manifest,
right.
But the one springs from nothing.
Hallelujah.
And the other one comes from everything.
Amen.
Trouble about many. Let me finish on this BBM business, okay?
Yes.
Are all you church folk out there, all of them, any one of you ever joined the church, you have sinned against the body of Christ. There's probably not another man on this earth that has enough courage and boldness to say that.
Right.
And even you folks sit right there and you won't straighten my hand.
Yes.
You won't do it.
Jesus.
I don't know why you won't.
Hallelujah.
All these churches that are organized, those men crept in and they're ungodly men. They led people away from the unity of the faith. They brought division amongst the body of Christ. They brought the little doctrines, the little forms. Come on and tell all you guys of Babylonian, of religion out here, hardly anybody can figure out which way to go. Can you imagine you turn on a station like BBN and they got every kind of a preacher on there except the right kind?
Yeah.
And none of them agree.
Glory.
You ever tell me Dr. James Vernon McGree goes along with Chuck Swindoll?
No, sir.
Or focus on a family?
No, sir.
They don't agree. They don't have enough truth to agree on. Oh, but that's my favorite preacher.
Glory!
Yeah. Oh, I like that music!
My Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't think I'd have trouble preaching that here.
Right.
I thought I could preach here and I'd have a full support.
Glory.
Well, where do we go to church? Wherever two or three gather in his name.
Hallelujah.
Boy, how we got cliched. I'm going to church. I read the Bible. You know what it says? Well, now I'm going to quote a scripture for all you church going people out there getting ready tomorrow to commit an abomination before God. First of all, you're calling Sunday the Sabbath. That's a lie. You're getting ready for your Halloween and have your Halloween celebrations, and that's a lie.
Amen.
You're going to soon have a Thanksgiving holiday, and that's going to be a lie. You're soon going to have a Christ Mass, and that's going to be a lie.
Amen.
So you're not serving the God of truth. You're serving the God of lie.
Amen.
And the Bible tells every one of you, wherever you may be, they will have a form of godliness. Now, if you don't believe that these churches institute a form of worship, then you haven't attended them very long. They all have their own form of worship. And it's not based on the Bible. It's based on the traditions and doctrines of men. Period. In vain do you worship me. You know not who you even are worshiping. Because you have taken a form of godliness and you deny the very pure, powerful word of Almighty God. twice. They ain't got enough courage. And you folks say you're backing me up, huh? And you sit there and you're holding back and you won't give me your full support. And hold, no, you won't. You, oh, I told you a long time ago. Are you sure you want to hang around here?
Amen.
And Jesus went to the cross.
Yes, sir.
His apostles didn't want to hang around, did they?
Hallelujah.
Did they?
No.
All of a sudden.
Tough
act
going. Yes,
he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Glory.
I'm on a collision course with this Mr. Antichrist.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to meet his false prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And that false prophet's going to meet God's prophet.
Amen.
And we're going to have a showdown.
Yes.
God
will
answer
for
fire.
Amen.
Now, I could go on and on. One thing that hit me as I come across the way was, why did God always talk in the first person? Do you understand that vocabulary?
Yeah.
First person. In other words, always talk about himself.
Right.
Why did all the prophets do that?
Right.
They always talked about themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how much Paul talked about himself in his writings? And when you're going to testify, you're going to talk about yourself. Yeah, you're going to talk about you. Because if Christ is manifested in you, and your testimony is going to be manifest in the Christ that's in you, and you're talking about you. Me. Now, I'll try to show you what I'm talking about. If I can. Several things I got going with. Here's one. And I told you people over and over again, when I take a scripture,
hallelujah,
and I apply it to me,
hallelujah,
just like it was written just for me,
right,
I tell you that's the way you ought to do it.
Right.
It is no secret,
oh, my Lord,
what God's done for me,
right,
what he's done for me, he'll do for you. How about this one? Except you become converted.
Amen.
And become as a little
Amen.
Child.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's to me.
Hallelujah.
And to you.
Yeah.
Are you converted yet?
Hallelujah.
When you get converted, you'll strengthen your brother.
Amen.
Well, strengthen them how? Why, they have weaknesses.
Yeah.
They have shortcomings.
Yeah.
And you'll measure it up. You'll become their strength. That's what Christ does for you. He becomes your strength.
Yes,
he becomes your hope.
Yes,
you put it all in him.
Yes,
and all on him.
Yes,
and he takes it all.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
wow. Woo. Behold, or before I formed thee in the belly.
Yes, God.
My God, who can conceive that?
My Lord God. Hey!
The best they got. You should have seen the interesting little news item this morning. A little boy was born. And in that little baby boy's belly was his brother. His twin brother. In his belly. Because they were originally turned out to be twins. But the seed, when it split, it didn't split right. It ended up in the... And so they had to actually cut this little baby and cut the other baby out of the little boy body. And when they cut it out, it was a pretty well-formed baby. You know, a little baby, you know, they ain't too big when they come out sometimes.
No, sir. Amen.
Has anybody ever seen an aborted baby? They come out, they're about that big. Got little fingers, little eyes?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
Do you think I've seen one?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You see, there's things in our lives we don't like to talk about.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I seen an aborted baby.
Right.
It was about that big.
Yes.
Little fingers, little eyes, little toes.
Amen. Amen.
You can see him. In many news sources.
Yeah.
So that statement right there is really something. That before I formed thee,
amen,
in the belly.
Wow.
I knew thee.
Wow.
Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Now, all I'm trying to tell you is that's something that happened to me. Now, talking to the first person now.
Hallelujah.
I talk a lot about the things of God in reference to how they came to me. I tell you experiences that I went through. Like the one in India. I was in India. I've seen that. I've been there. The young man may be all right, but you see, he's doing the same thing that all the so-called polluted preachers in India have been polluted by the American way. So their solution, come on, you Americans. Come over and give us money.
Hallelujah.
Look at all these orphans we got. And that's really something, you know, because when you read the Bible, it says pure religion. And all the Father for the Father is this, that you feed the orphans.
Yeah.
So that's pure religion. But I'm not practicing religion. See? I'm not a religious person. Religion ain't of God. Salvation is of the Lord. It ain't even saved you from religion.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank God.
There was now more people more religious than the Jews. Jesus said, why? Or Paul even said it. Paul said, what, these folk ought to be able to serve God? They ought to know the way of God. What advantage of that? Look how many ways God showed himself to them. Look how many ways he showed them. My God, they should have known that all their good works and all their keeping of the law was worthless. They should have known it.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Every year.
Just like you. What advantage have you got? You've literally got a prophet that stands in your midst day after day until you get so irritated. Oh, yeah. So many folk back and raising their hand because they ain't around all the time. It's like Brother Christmas said, if they was around you all the time, they would.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Right. God came around us all the time, but we.
Oh God.
We don't really believe he's with us all the time, do we? Here?
Thank you, God.
Don't let me do that. I'm just scaring him again.
Thank you,
God. Well, you know, I gave you a warning this morning because God specifically told me. He said, as long as the people keep coming against you, I'm going to chastise them. They won't leave you alone. You keep speaking out against me. You keep throwing a little in you against me in your spirit. You're in for trouble. Because I got a very important thing that God wants me to do or to do with me. And I don't need to be hindered by your unbelief or your questioning. Then none of you are going to do anything about saving my soul or damning me. I told you that a long time ago. So no matter what you think you got on me, it ain't going to work. Because I'm in God's hands. I wouldn't be here now if I wasn't in God's hands. I'd long be gone. My physical health, my mental stability, my financial security, all these things that I now have. I don't look to them at all. I look for that little faith that still burns in my soul. And that faith that's in my soul is that word of God that he put in my mouth. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And he put me so my words would speak words of faith. And I happen to hear them all. You think you've heard this preacher a whole lot?
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
I lay in my bed and I preach.
Right.
I get up and I preach.
Glory.
Who do you preach at? Me!
Right.
You!
Right. Hallelujah!
Glory to
God. Thank you, Lord.
Now that's just one verse there from a child. By the way, it would be good if you would go home and read that again. It would give you a little perspective of the profile of the prophet that God sent to you.
Oh, Jesus.
For instance, say not I'm a child.
Right.
Huh.
Amen.
That's what he told me.
Yeah.
He said, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say I'm a child.
Right.
For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Now, no alternative here.
Hallelujah.
If I say to somebody, you say something, make a command, that's it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless.
Be not afraid of their faces.
Bless.
Put on a happy face.
Bless.
Hey, Phil. You did it! Wow! Did you practice that all week? See? Boy, what a scripture. I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. To root out! To pull down. How about your little kingdom? Or your little nation? Your little iniquity, identity. That's what nations do. What nation are you from? That's your identity. That's a Canadian over there. He came from the nation of Canada. Huh? And you came from the, who knows where, huh? The
Republic of Texas.
The Republic of Texas. Puerto Rico. Nation. Nations. How about kingdoms? Huh? Every one of you that come from a certain nation, you have a little mannerism. I was thinking the other day about Brother Omar. Where you at, Brother Omar? Come on down here, quick, quick!
Bless you, Jesus.
You come from the nation of Saudi Arabia? Kuwait? What was your name?
Yemen.
I heard somebody on the radio the day from over in that area.
Yes.
And when they said a certain word, I said, that's
yes,
even though you haven't lived there, you still have a certain way of pronouncing words that come from your background.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I wish I could think what that word was, because you said it quite a bit. It's like a garage.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
Amen.
You, brother.
Yes, sir.
What? Al?
Right.
That Canadian.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. He's been out of Canada a long time, but he's still got all Canada out of him.
Right.
Help me, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Does anybody, do I have to go any further with that?
Hallelujah.
Every one of you, your social background, your national background, somewhere it will show itself in your talk or in your walk,
right,
in some shape or form,
right,
consciously or unconsciously.
Yes,
sir. Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah. What did they say to Peter? Your speech betrays you.
Amen.
No, no, him. No, tough luck, boy.
Amen.
Just the way you said it. Are you able to grasp that? Are you? He was talking like Jesus. He had a little bit of the spirit of that. Come on, the woman said, he said, I don't know the message. She said, come on, you're his follower. Huh? Why? Because your speech, the way you talk. Hallelujah. They took notice. He had been with Jesus. Hey, what about your speech? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Did your speech betray you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, well, that's Jeremiah. If you want to read it, Jeremiah chapter 1.
Yes.
You go all the way down to chapter, verse 19. Oh, here's one. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city.
Amen.
Have you heard me preach about that lately?
Oh, yeah.
I stand in defense of the gospel. I remember the first time I preached that, I thought to myself, why would anybody have to defend the gospel? Something so good. Something so beautiful. And yet people are still trying to destroy it. Until you got to stand and fight to defend it.
Oh, yeah.
I have the fight to believe my sins are gone. Yeah. That's the gospel now. The gospel says you're washed in the blood. But everything about you says, now, now, your brothers, your sisters, your family, now, now. And you got to stand and defend it. They overcome by the blood. Got to defend it. Got to hold the blood. Say, amen. Say, yes, yes, amen. That word overcome implies some child, huh? I've made thee a defense city, a defender, an iron pillar, a brazen wall against the whole land. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
How come you don't like that? You do? This is the way you respond when you like something? Brother Christopher, you got to remember if you can that I'm dealing with the whole house.
Amen.
I'm trying to get this house to be made whole. And you're not the whole house. And I'm not the whole house. We're just part of the whole. And until we get the whole house in agreement 100%, we're not made whole. Wilt thou be made whole? You people out there listening on the radio, please, because I'm going to deal with something that was called in this morning again. Something I've dealt with 1,000 times, and my God, every time I hear it, I want to. Boy, I'm glad vengeance don't belong to me. Because I like to just take, slap you all right in the face and kick your butts right out of here. That constant coming back. And because you didn't know, you haven't heard, or you don't recall, or you won't remember.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Some of you folk better do what God tells you. Remember from where you've fallen. You've fallen from grace, a lot of you. You've fallen from faith, a lot of you. You better return back to your God in humility and repent. And go and mock me again. Go ahead. Come on. You better get back to where you can stand. Hallelujah. Stop stumbling all around the place. Have faith in God. Not faith in a man. Not faith in your brother. Have faith in God. If you're the dry bones like you're supposed to be, then hear.
Glory, hallelujah.
Behold, I've made thee this day a defense city, an iron pillar, a brazen wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah.
My Lord.
Judah. Against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. I stand in defense of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee.
Mm-hmm.
Have I been in the fight? The last couple of weeks and months. And people are fighting against me. But they haven't prevailed.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Standing on the promises. I don't see how you could be so brazen, Brother Stair. Well, because God said they won't prevail. You're not going to shut me up. You're not going to set me down. You're not going to move me out. You big mouth singular, destroy me. I have the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that brings life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Say not I'm a child. also, then last days perilous times shall come.
Oh, yes.
Now we all know that.
Amen.
We all know that that is updated.
That's right.
Does anybody know what I mean by updated?
Amen.
These prophecies that we're talking about for this last time, it's dealing with the last time.
Right.
You're not hearing them for the first time.
No.
You're not hearing about the first of them.
No.
You're hearing about the end of them.
Yes,
boy, have I gone through that. All these are the beginning of sorrows. No, we're not in the time of the beginning of sorrows. No. God. No. No. Sometimes, what do we read? How can we read the book? All these, Jesus said, I did it yesterday again on the radio. I sat there for an hour, and I took Matthew 24, and I repeated it over and over again. Tell us. Don't you understand that that's what's coming out of you and me today? Father, tell us. Hey, disciples, come aside. Tell. My God, come on. Tell us, Lord. Desire to be told. Tell us, Lord. Tell me, Lord. Tell us. My God, I can't picture. Now, why can't I get these folks to come along with me on that, Lord? Oh, come on, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Tell us, my God, when, what, how, why? Tell us. Why us? Because it's given unto you to know the us and the ends and the why. Hallelujah. That's what God's telling you. Father, I'm going to ask you again. I really don't want these folk to leave, but God, I can't take this much longer with this house that will not apply themselves with a hunger that won't even see. You're just fed too much. You're full of your own iniquity so much. You're full of your own pride, your own garbage, and there's no room for the simple truth to get in your heart. Yeah, your cup's full, but it's not full of the truth.
Hallelujah.
For men should be lovers of their own selves. Covetous.
Amen.
Boasters. Proud.
Yes.
Blasphemers.
Yes,
disobedient to parents.
Amen.
Well, I ain't got me, brother said it. There's one here gonna get you. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. The other day they filled a Catholic church with a bunch of animals. It was blessing the animal day. So those preachers out there doing the. And then folk had every kind of a. Some of the animals probably cost more than the people. One guy even bought a servant. And there was the father blessing the servant's head. What? It's so absurd that you have a hard time believing what's going on. How many animals have you blessed in your spirit? How many evil spirits have come to you and you blessed it? The more devils come out of that man, say, can we go into the swine? Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers.
Yes, God.
False accusers.
Amen.
Incontinent. I'll leave that alone, because all you word guys won't like me on that one. Fierce. Boy, have I seen fierceness.
That's right.
Have I watched people, boy? They're fierce. Huh? despisers of those that are good. Something wrong here that people would do that. Traitors!
Oh, yes.
Petty! High-minded!
Yes, Lord.
Lovers of pleasures! More than lovers of God.
Yes.
Having a form?
Hallelujah.
But denying the power thereof, amen. From such turn away.
Amen.
Now as Janus and Jabez withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth.
Amen.
Men of corrupt minds.
The truth. Hallelujah.
Reprobate. Void of understanding of anything that's honest and truth and right.
Amen.
Calling good evil and evil good. Reprobates.
Amen. Oh, the truth. Hallelujah.
Now you see, all these scriptures are in the Bible, inspired of God, and they are profitable. So that you can examine yourself.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Any of those things been manifested in you at all?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
They're going out from us.
Hallelujah.
They'd be made manifest so that we would come to realize they don't belong here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They don't belong in me.
Hallelujah.
But they shall proceed no further. For their folly, what folly? Why, they're fighting Moses. They're resisting Moses.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's James and Jambres withstood Moses.
Hallelujah.
So, do these also resist the truth? Who do you think you are, Moses? Oh, you're telling God sent you down here, Moses?
Oh, Jesus.
And you put the truth. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Revealing.
Moses called them rebels.
Yeah.
Now, Moses didn't get in trouble with God for calling them rebels. He got in trouble with God because he rebelled.
Amen.
Because the rebellion was so powerful that it caused him to rebel. And he didn't do what God told him to do. So therefore God is saying, you don't see it like that, huh? The rebellion was so strong that it actually, that's what God told me many times. In fact, I was telling my brother Colin this morning, I said, this is a rebellious house. I said, so I got to get up every morning. Or I know you folks don't believe me, but first thing I woke up this morning, I said, now, God, maybe I'll just stay out of the dining room. I'll stay away from the people. Because just as soon as I get around, I have to start rebuking or correcting or instructing. And I don't really want to do it. I'm tired. I really am. I say, come on, listen to me. Just do like I tell you. And some of you brothers get upset with me when I respond to that too, don't you?
Hallelujah.
I'll say something to you, and then you'll ask me a question, and I'll go, I just told you. I just explained to you.
Jesus.
Just explain the radio, just step by step, I explained to you. And then you come back with a question anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
We're coming to a very complex time.
Yeah.
And all your past ways of serving God are not going to stand up.
Because
most of the time it was based on how you felt and how things went. You are coming to a trial of your faith. And that means you're going to be tested to see whether you're in the faith. And if faith is not in your heart, you ain't going to have it. So God has very graciously brought you out into a wilderness.
Glory
God. This shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be made manifest unto all men. Now mind you, these are the ones that withstood Moses.
Yeah.
I told you I could put it in the first person.
Hallelujah.
These are the ones that humanity withstands God. These are the ones of your household, your family that withstands you. That always questions the God in you.
Amen.
You put this in the first person.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody here not being confronted with family and friends withstanding you, getting your way, hindering you?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
How about you? You ever get in your own way?
Amen.
When you get in your own way, you're in the way.
Yeah.
You're in the way of God's way, you know.
Hallelujah.
When you're seeking your own way, you're what's down in the way.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast fully known my doctrine.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You know, the only thing that people's got to know about the doctrine of Christ is simply this. Christ is in you. That's the doctrine. That's it. And from that precept, from that foundational root, all the other things proceed.
Right.
No, you not. Paul said that Christ is in you. Are you having trouble with you? What you need to do is get to know that Christ is in you. And if you get to know that Christ is in you and you let him have his way, he'll overcome you. He'll lead. And when he has come, he will lead. And he will lead. Jesus said, better for you that I go away. Why? But I'm with you now. If I go away, I'm going to come back and I'm going to be in you. Hallelujah. And I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll stay with you through the thick and thin. Hallelujah. I'll pick you up when you're down. I'll pick you down when you're up. Oh, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? The doctrine. Tell me I haven't preached the doctrine of Christ in you. Why, that's my only hope that Christ is in me. I can't put the hope in anything else.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Brother Tyree!
Why thou cast down, O my soul? Why is thou despised within me? Hope thou in God.
Christ is in me!
Yeah.
Be my hope! I'd like to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now, I got those scriptures out of Timothy because of this particular verse. Twice. Or just once, really. And then from a child, say not I'm a child, remember?
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Isn't that something?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just a 16-year-old boy. I was telling God I'm a child. And I said, now, you're not a child. You know the scriptures. From a child, I was actually able to hear God speak to me 16 years of age in a voice so powerful that it's charted my whole life. And because he said, don't say you're a child, because if you're a child, you don't understand it. So you understand.
Amen.
How many people have really rejoiced when I told you that God said he put his words in my mouth? And then you want to take issue with my word because you don't think that. You shouldn't say the word stupid. You shouldn't say the word damn. See? Because you don't believe that those are part of God's words.
Glory to God.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I can tell you one thing, whether you believe me or not. The positive words or the negative words that came out of my mouth, they all had a purpose.
Amen.
And when you let them go long enough, they will come to an end.
Hallelujah.
And the end is God's will being done.
Hallelujah. His will, yes, Lord.
Oh, how folk got mad at me when I quoted the scripture. The things that happened unto me have fallen out rather for the fathers of the gospel. What? You've been put in jail? You've been confessing that sin? And you're trying to tell me that happened? Yeah, it happened unto me.
Amen.
Sure did.
Amen.
But it happened only for the kid out and preach the Jesus coming. Hallelujah. The good news, the salvation is of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who could do it any better than somebody who's fallen so low and been picked up so high? Oh, my God. Why don't you help me out, brother?
Hallelujah.
You can do it too.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get to what I want to talk about this morning, but this house always gets in my way.
Oh, God.
Bless you, Lord.
Hard to believe that God keeps pleading He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Let him hear. What do you mean, Lord? You mean, what do you mean, let them hear? You mean they're deliberately not hearing?
Amen.
You mean they're refusing to hear?
Yes.
Come on. Yes. Hey, you had the Spirit of God, then hear. Then you'll find how quick the Spirit of God will give you an answer for every question you got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
True, Lord.
True, Lord.
A child. That was interesting there. Let me see. Another translation said, and because from a babe, the holy writings thou hast known, which are able to make thee wise to salvation through faith that is in Christ Jesus. In other words, from a babe. He said, he's talking to Timothy now. From a babe, he said, you had the scriptures, and what they did with those scriptures made you wise onto the fact that Jesus Christ is our salvation. Boy, if that ain't the impediment of wisdom, I don't know what is. If that's not the height of perfection, that perfect revelation that Jesus Christ is in you, hallelujah. No wonder Paul can say to him, I charge you, Timothy. I charge you, Bart. I heard about the faith that's in you, that came from you, from your mother, from your grandmother, from a child, that revelation that Christ is in you. Hallelujah. I can pass this battle. And I'll tell you what now, though, when you try to do it, you're going to have to reprove and rebuke and exhort. With such a blessed truth as that?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Timothy. Because there's going to be folks that's going to withstand you. Every scripture passage, another translation, I still got the King James, all right? But I'm going to do the same thing I did with Alex and all those other guys. I believe the King James Version is the authorized, foundational, printed version of the Bible, whereby all the other translations will get their strength. In other words, if you translate something that goes basically contrary to what the King James Version says, then you've missed it.
Amen.
If you can take another version and it can enhance it or open it up a little bit, not do away with it.
Amen.
And add a little more understanding.
Amen.
See, how can I be against translation but when I also believe in interpretation?
All right. Hallelujah.
When I tried to change a little while ago, the difference between translation and interpretation is that when you translate something, you say it in your language that you want, but you're not even saying what it means. When you interpret, you don't even say it like it says it. You just say what it means.
Amen.
And it was interpreted.
Amen.
I lose him again.
Well, thank you, Lord.
I'm the only preacher on the face of the earth that tells you that Jesus talked in tongues. You've never heard another one ever say it.
Amen.
Jesus talked in tongues 3 times. And the one reason I know he talked in tongues, because every time he said it, it said, and it was interpreted. It doesn't say it was translated. It says, and it was interpreted. Now go on. Yeah, come on. You mean to tell me I haven't got enough people here in this place to know that what I'm saying is the truth?
Amen.
That you have to sit there. Can I go home and check you out?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Still dead, huh?
Hallelujah.
When Jesus spoke in tongues, or anybody speaks in tongues, the only value you can get out of it is for it to be interpreted, not translated.
Amen.
Interpreting.
Amen.
You hear what the Spirit's saying.
Amen.
A translation won't let you know what's being said.
No.
It'll just tell you how it's being said in another language.
Amen.
Interpretation will tell you what the Word is saying by telling you what it means.
Amen.
What meaneth this?
Yeah.
Am I talking Greek again here this morning?
No.
Spirit language must be interpreted.
Amen.
I'm not going to go through the examples. I've gone through them with you 1,000 times. Over and over again. Then I'll deal with that too when I get the phone call here in a minute.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy.
Great mercy.
According as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness.
Truth and righteousness. Wow. Thank you.
Boy, David was a scoundrel. And yet, come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
When David's wife was mocking him because he was dancing before the Lord, he said, I'll never lay with you again. But she had the blessing of lying down with a king. He said, I'll never lay with you again. I'm bringing it down so you peanut butter can understand what he was saying. He said, you don't like me frolicking in front of these women because you think I'm just trying to entice them all. He said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get more vile than that. We're talking about David now. I mean, what are you doing, God, telling such a short story about a fellow like David? And believe it or not, Solomon turned out even worse than him.
Amen.
In our standard of righteousness, what? How many of you folks would approve of Solomon having 1,000 wives? Well, don't get in your mind, God didn't either.
No.
He didn't approve of it.
Amen.
But having 1,000 wives or having more than one, sin is sin, isn't it? Now let's go on. And now, Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David. Me, Solomon. Who came from Bathsheba.
Yes.
Huh. How do you think anyhow? You mean you thought that through, God, before you thought it, purposed it, planned it, brought it about? He don't mind taking responsibility for your sins.
Hallelujah.
He made you to sin. Yeah, he did. And he says, I'll take responsibility for your sin. You're in debt now, so I'll pay the debt. Hey! He paid a debt. I owe.
Yes, Lord.
I needed someone glory to God. He's the one. Now I shame a brand. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart.
Oh yes.
To judge thy people.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, amen.
That I may discern between good and bad.
Oh yes.
For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?
Amen.
And the speech pleased the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That Solomon had asked
Glory.
This thing.
Yes.
And God said unto him. Because thou hast asked this thing,
Hallelujah.
And hast not asked for thyself long life,
mm-hmm.
neither hast asked riches for thyself,
right.
nor asked the life of thine enemies,
Amen.
But hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment.
Yes.
Behold, I have done according to thy words.
Glory.
Lo, I have given thee a wise
Glory.
And an understanding heart.
Oh, yes, Lord.
So there was none like thee before thee,
no.
neither after thee after shall they arise like unto thee.
Amen.
I'm the last one.
Yes.
Amen. After my departure, the all-wise God's going to come.
Hallelujah.
I've given thee also that which thou hast not asked for, both riches. Brother Chris, almost $40 million?
Hallelujah.
Brother Chris!
Oh,
come on, old man!
Incredible. Incredible.
Hallelujah.
Riches? He gave me riches.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen.
And I do things that is so ridiculous.
Right.
Because I've been trying my best to spend the money we have.
Yes. Amen.
And this is past week, I came and I told you, I said, we got some things, we got to pay for the farm, and I can't take God's money to do that. And all at once, I checked with my bookkeeper, and I got enough money to do without touching any of God's money. It just came. So Monday morning, I can go down and get a cashier's check for two different things that I want to buy and never touch God's money. Then on top of that, we got the bills coming due on his radio. Hey, you knothead, now listen. I could bore you people. You sit there and you swear on a stack of Bibles. You listen to me, but you don't hear one damn thing I say except when I say damn. That you will hear. Now that they will hear, I promise you. I promise you that I'll hear that, brother. Who you said the word damn? Yeah.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I went to bookkeeper the other day and I says, okay, now we got to start paying the radio bills. How much do we have in this savings account? Now we're not talking. See, you, if you want to be a preacher that's after people's money, you don't get on the radio and say this.
Jesus.
No, you don't do that. Of course, it's changed when I say that, don't you?
Yeah.
Because then all of you folks say, what am I going to get? You've already got all you need.
That's right.
What else do you need? Well, you need more money. You got the opportunity to make it. Just get off your dumb, go make it.
Yes.
Make yourself indispensable.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. Make it so they can't get along without you.
Right.
Make yourself dispensable to God. He can't get along without you. You know what he's doing? He's singing to you, I need you. Oh, I need you. You need us sinners? Yeah, I need you. I need sinners to save. I need saints to redeem. I need the church to be made holy. I need you. Boy, if we could only understand that. You need him, he needs you. Wow. I said to Mark, I said, okay, how much do we have in the savings account? Now, I'll try to explain that to you. We have a church checking account. See, I'm doing it on the air now. We have a church checking account. We have a church savings account. Then we have a farm account. The farm account, you've where the money comes in from different sources, not from the ministry, but from people who work and people who got checks, and they put it in the farm account, and that is what we use to pay for the bills on the farm, so we're not supporting the farm from the ministry. You got it?
Hallelujah.
Now, last month, I did ask them to transfer some money from the ministry into the farm account because there were certain things we were paying out of the farm account that had to do with the ministry.
Right.
For instance, we got some new backup batteries to keep these lights on in case the power goes. That's not the farm account.
Right. No.
We paid several thousand dollars on the electric bill over to the farm account because part of the electric bill is part of the ministry. You got it? We got it all down. We're not robbing Peter to pay Paul because Peter ain't got nothing for you to rob. I'm getting that wisdom that I asked God for. Wisdom. I got to judge all these people, and I even got to judge whether you're going to receive this right. Some of you won't. Some of you haven't. You let me tell you about money coming in, and some of you folk, all of a sudden, boy, you need everything.
Yeah.
So I said to Mark, I said, okay, we got between the first of every month and the 15th, our radio bills come due. Most of our radio stations we pay in advance. That's how we got such low rates, because they are so sure. Over the years, they're going to get their money. They have no risk with me. None at all.
Hallelujah.
They don't have to write me and say, send the money. Call me and say, you're behind. because I get right on it.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless
him. Been doing it for years and years and years. Teaching you, ain't I?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Get right on it.
Bless
him. So I said to Mark, I said, how much do we have in the savings account? Now, the reason I asked that is because the church account is what we pay the bills out of. If we write a check on a church account and there's not enough money in the church account, it automatically withdraws it from the savings account.
Right.
Now, why do you do that? Well, because the savings account gives you a little interest.
Yeah.
Not much, but a little bit.
Right.
The CD that we have automatically transfers its interest into the savings account.
Hallelujah.
Then, if the check is written on a church account and there's not enough money, then it pulls it automatically out of the savings account. And the little bit we got in the savings account, a little interest on it, so let's lay in there. Pretty smart old guy, ain't
he?
Or would you call that wisdom? And then I even got a CD where I can withdraw money from and no penalty. In other words, if I run out of money in the savings account, money in the church, I just go down to the bank and say, put $100,000 into the savings account, and they'll do it, and still no charge.
Right.
Boy, I'll tell you, this.
Blessed Savior.
That's how the Lord taught me how to do it.
Blessed.
Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm going to prove to you again, or let God prove to you again, because he said he would do it. I think it's right in the same scriptures there where God made it very clear, I'm going to let you outlive them all.
Amen.
I'm going to give you a long life. Do you know how many people I've outlived? Friend and foe alike? They don't like that, Lord. Why you let that guy live? See, now I'm going to do something right now that if God's really not with me, because I know he is.
Right.
I can talk to you all day long, and you people somehow, you still don't grasp it. I think there was 34 letters yesterday. Was it 34, Eunice?
Sounds about right.
About 34 letters. $8,000.
Oh,
now, you peanut brains, are you... I look at that thing, my God, I remember Chris, we went for years and never got sometimes $8,000 a year.
Amen, true.
Yes.
I went for years and never made over
$8,000.
Never made it.
Amen.
For years.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I even told you how God punished that. That's an old criteria for me.
Amen.
But I said to Mark, I said, okay, Mark, how much we got? Because we're getting ready to pay the radio bills now. I got them sitting over there piled like that.
Yeah.
If I pay, and I will, God be my helper, and he will, he'll help me. But whether you help me or not, he's going to help me.
Yes.
Whether Mark does it or not, I'll still get it done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If I just pay the 4-5 short waves that we have in America alone. And we will.
Good.
We have 5 short waves in America. WIMB. Not WIMB, but Miami. WRMI. WWRB. TWW. And Allen's up there. WBCQ. Believe me, we have 5. Believe me now. But we are on 5 short waves from America. In America.
Yes.
2 of them were on 24 hours a day.
Hallelujah.
Constant. WWRB and WTWW. We're on 20 hours all the time. Now you people out there, don't, damn you, stop coming to me telling me you can't hear me.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm tired of that nonsense. church.
Oh God.
Telephone.
That's right.
Don't tell me you can't hear God talking. The sun shines, he's talking. The wind blows, he's talking. Your heart beating, he's talking. Do you hear what he's saying?
Glory.
How do you know I'm born again? It's like the wind.
Hallelujah.
It blows by. You don't know how, where it came from, where it went, but you know it blew by. How do you know God's talking? You hear the wind blowing by. Hallelujah. My God, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind. Your wind and it filled. What was that wind? Was it the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Like a mighty rushing wind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You mean you were getting in a rush, God? God, do this now. So he got in a rush. Had them guys wait around for 10 days and he got busy, didn't he? He rushed. Phew. I said to Mark, I said, how much do we have in the savings account? Because, see, I'm getting ready to write for the checking account. And I know if we don't have enough there, we can think it about. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
So I said to Mark, how much you got in the savings account? $260,000? How much you got in the checking account? $190,000? How much you got in the CD? $300,000! Wow! Wow! 700,000 dollars! Wow! 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 And we've been spending! Wow! Wow! It should flow like a river! My God! Hallelujah! So I went right back yesterday, started contact stations, and I got them. They're really mad at me because they hear me do this, see? And then when I ask them for a price, they want to give me a bloated price. And I said, I got a guy now, he says, come on, brothers. I said, no, you come on. Your station ain't worth a damn, sir. I'm buying time that you ain't even got nobody on.
Right.
And you want me to pay for everybody else? No, I'm going to pay for the time I'm on. And I'm not... You're trying to get it for $9 an hour. I say, yeah, on your station, it's not even worth $9 an hour.
Yeah,
I'm just... If I give you $5, you ain't got nothing on it. You ain't making nothing. If I give you $5, you're going to make something.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, brother, Sarah. That's no, I'm a wise old man. Oh, we're going to put you on 17 affiliates and on a satellite. I said, I'm already on a satellite. I said, your affiliates don't carry you all night long. They carry you only 1 hour a day. And the hour I'm buying from you, you're not even going to have me on the affiliates. Don't, you're not playing with a fluke around. I know what you're doing. Yeah, okay. I said, look, I told you what I gave you, that's it. Well, I talked to the boss. He said, I'll let him have it for $1,000 more than that. I said, I'll tell you what I give. That's it. So I blacked him off. But he'll be back. Well, why are you trying to do that? What am I supposed to just throw the money away because I got it?
No. No, sir.
Huh? I'd like to get about 100 more stations. I got the nose out. I got one in Milwaukee trying to come back at me again.
Hallelujah.
I said, okay. 4,000. No, I'm not going to give you 4,000. What's wrong with you guys? Well, you know, I said, no, you know. You got time sitting there. Nobody buying it. You're still on the air. And I'm going to give you enough money to at least pay your electric bill and your jockey.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to make any money off of you. And you're not going to make any money off of me.
Amen.
Fair exchange.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm not going to make any money off you folk.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to make anything off me.
Yeah.
It all belongs to him. And we're no, I belong to Jesus. Now, let me see. I gotta get to that question. You'll hear me many times take and put a phone call on the air. And every time I do, I tell you why I do what I'm doing. Don't blame me because you don't pay attention. I even put a contentious call on. And I tell you why. So I can respond to it. A man called me yesterday. He must have done it the third or fourth time. I've already called several times. And he done back and done it again yesterday. Very nice speaking man. Even when I talk to him, he don't get mean to me. Oh, brothers, you're so glad to talk. I said, shut up. Just listen to me. That's what I talk to him. Because I call him on the phone. Oh, Brother Stair. Oh, man, I've been wanting to talk to you. I said, shut up. I'm talking to you. Well, brother, I said, look, man, the third or fourth time you call me on that phone and you question me about something that I've answered to you personally on the phone, on the radio, and you're still calling me in question for it. Do you know how wrong that is? I said, what do you want to fear? I said, I'm going to block you, brother. I don't want to hear your damn words.
Right.
Ain't that mean?
Glory.
Now, it's the same old issue.
Right.
Of what do you say when you're baptized? Right. I heard you say there's no formula in the Bible that tells us how to baptize. I said, that's right. There is no formula.
Amen.
And I'll say it again for all you people out there, you bastards who don't know God. You're your father, the devil.
Jesus.
That is amazing how you answer it, guys. Because he's insisting you got to say, I baptize you in Jesus' name. I said, then what are you going to do with the guy who insists that you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ?
Right.
And the other one said, you got to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the other one said, you got to be baptized in the name of Yahshua.
Amen.
Why should Yahshua just a pronunciation of Jesus in English? I said, yeah, but the Yahshua boys will tell you that if you say Jesus, you're praying in a pagan name.
Yeah.
You guys are squabbling over something that should be no issue at all. Just baptize. Well, how do you do it, brother? How do you baptize? I baptize. I do it right. Well, do it in Jesus' name? I said, yeah.
Of course.
It means I've been authorized. I've been commanded. Jesus, all power is in his name. Baptizing them in the authority that's been given to you because of Jesus Christ. I don't need to say a word. I don't need to say a word. I just do it. And I'll explain that over and over again. Jesus, nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to say in the name of Jesus. Nowhere it tells you to do things in that name. Or that you're authorized to do what you're doing because of him. You don't have to go around. I still ain't got that clear, have I? And every single time I do it, I go back and I'll show you the scripture. See how quiet they get? Come on, give me the scriptures I gave you. I go back to the Apostle Paul.
Oh, Jesus.
Who the Bible said he saw a man.
Oh, yes.
One day.
Yeah.
Who let me preach.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
The Bible said he saw a man who was lame. Come on.
Yes.
And the Bible said this. Paul perceived that he had faith.
Hallelujah.
Now we know what Paul's faith was supposed to be in.
Amen.
Faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So Paul perceived that the man believed in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So without saying anything about Jesus Christ, he just said to the man, stand upright on your feet. He didn't say, in the name of Jesus, stand upright on your feet. He just said, stand upright on your feet. Do what happened? The man got up. How? By the authority You know, I've seen people try to cast out devils hollering Jesus' name, and the devil, just like the son deceive you. Now, look at that again. Now, son deceive there's something about son deceive you in the Bible. I mean, is there a story like that in the Bible? What? Well, you're just a bunch of pretenders, aren't you? You try to make everybody believe you know the scriptures, you know God, and we throw right at you. See if you know it, and you sit there. Yeah, son deceive you. Yeah, they wasn't God a man who was possessed with devils.
Glory.
Look at they're always here if I'm going to read it right. See, look. Hear that? I know I do. Do you know I got it right? And the Bible said it got around this fella.
Hallelujah.
Right.
And they began to yell at him.
Yeah.
And hear what they said. We adjure you.
Glory.
That means we command you.
Right.
Hello?
Yes.
They said, we adjure thee.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whom Paul preaches.
Right one.
I mean, preach. These people hear too many voices, and
right.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You ought to go read the story. We assure thee by Jesus.
Glory God.
Use the name Jesus now.
Amen.
Not another Jesus.
Glory.
Got the right one.
Glory.
The one Paul preaches.
Yeah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are joined by Jesus who probably come out of them and them those devils. You know what those devils said?
Right.
Do you know how those devils answered them?
Yeah.
They said, we know Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They said, we even know Paul.
Hallelujah.
But who are you guys?
Hallelujah.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Hallelujah. Woo.
Glory. Jesus.
So you holler Jesus. And you ain't got the authorization to do it. They're going to mock you. I've been through that too. I've had devils literally mock me until I've had to back away from them. They won't come out. They made me look like a sap. And I was hollering Jesus. And they'd be laughing at me. You can't cast me out. I wrestled with one time for almost 6 hours. I was hollering Jesus. I was hollering everything. And they said, ha ha, you can't cast me out. Because I wouldn't tell nobody about it, but that devil knew it. I just couldn't do it. Boy, you're really not a joyful folk, I'm telling you. Your identity and your lack of understanding is so overwhelming that if I didn't just hang to what God showed me, I'd have to just... I can't believe that you are in such a point that you don't have such spiritual understanding. You see, without a vision, can you vision me doing this? I had this young woman on the floor. She had beat her dad almost to death. We had to put her in a straitjacket to bring her in the church. Oh, can you see it? Can you see that? She was about as big as that little one right there. Down upon, about her size, and she was making havoc. Her father wouldn't even get close to her anymore. He put her, bound her up in tape, duct tape. Thank you, honey.
Hallelujah.
When I found her in the back seat of his car, I said to him, bring her out. He said, no way. He said, you almost killed me. 40-year-old girl.
Yes, yes.
What's wrong with your people?
Yes.
How come you can believe all the imaginary junk that they throw at you and then you
right.
Send your car?
Right.
Oh! Do you see it?
Yes.
I can see it. I can see that girl right now. I can see her.
Hallelujah.
Like that boy. Locked tight. Duct tape.
Hallelujah.
Am I going to go out and get some duct tape and go through it before you? Oh, you're a judge, am I?
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Man. man when he pulled out of the car. He said, man, I almost killed myself to get it like this. Yes, you were. Duct tape, very tight, all the way from the knee to the shoulder. Oh, yeah. I said, bring her inside. He said, no way, I ain't gonna touch her. He wouldn't touch her like that. I reached in the car, and boy, she was a screaming. I thought she was gonna pop that tape. I thought that girl was gonna pop. She was strong inside that tape, boy. I took her inside, laid her on the floor, began to pray over her. Took her, scissors, started to cut the tape, boy. She was just a squirming, squirming. I'm gonna kill you. She was. God, will you get these unbelievers out of my face? I pray every single day, God. They keep people of God that's supposed to believe it. They'll believe every damn thing you want to believe, but they won't believe the truth. They won't make any effort to stir up themselves to hear the truth, to see face reality. That's why you folk are not prepared for what's coming down the pipe, because you won't face the reality. You won't face it. You won't face it. You did a good thing, Brother Patterson. You did a good thing. Took that money and now it's in a safe place. Did a good thing.
Amen.
And we'll fix up the house. We can fix you up. Yeah, Brother Patterson and his wife bought the house right over there. Took God, David Choi, taking care of it. They didn't put their money in bag with holes in there. There's no holes in that one. A solid ground. We did by faith. We moved by faith. We obeyed by faith. And ain't nothing more solid than faith. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Now, let's just analyze that. I could have said to Brother Patterson, Brother Patterson, give me your money. And he'd have gave it to me.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't do that, did I? And I even said to the brother, I said, I don't have to ask this man for money.
Because
this man's giving money.
Yeah.
Yes, he had.
Yeah.
Huh? And his wife went along with it. Because she helps write the check, doesn't she?
She
writes out, Lord, you wrote that big one?
Amen.
It's the same old story.
Right.
If I got him and God's got him, then anything he got,
anything.
I got. And everything I got, you can have.
Right.
Such as I have, give I to thee.
Right.
I gave you a little faith.
Yeah.
Little instruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And we got to the finishing product. I said, can you handle it? And you said, yes, sir.
Yeah.
When you got it all this in Brother's chair, everything went just fine.
Oh, yeah. Every time. Amen.
It only hurt a little bit. Well, as long as you keep it like that, you just stretch it out as much as you can. Let it work. Sometimes when you use your faith, it might hurt at first to use it.
Yeah.
Keep on using it. You know, I'm a man of experience.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember that girl, though. I couldn't get them. That devil would laugh at me. Ha, ha, ha. And I'd speak, and one would go, you can hear go. You hear go. You hear, that one last one. You ain't gonna cast me. I'm the chief one. And you ain't gonna get me out of here. And I'm in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Boy, not just it wouldn't budge. It just wouldn't budge. Then God gave me some wisdom. I still remember that. I slipped over and I took a tape with a bunch of blood songs on it. I won't forget that as long as I live, boy. I put that tape on. Oh, there's power. Power. And I took the Bible and laid it right down on the girl. Boy, oh boy, you should have seen that one. She tried to tear it out of my hand, tried to tear it apart. I don't like that book. Get away from me. Everybody, I don't want that. Started singing them songs about the blood. All of a sudden it says, I want to go. You're like the devil, how did Jesus care? We'd like to go. Tell us where to go. And I said, well, go. Well, I want to go out to my friends. I said, your friends? Yeah, they're right out. outside the window. You know, all those ones you cast out there, out there waiting on me. I said, well, if you go, you got to go all the way. You know, don't just go out and sit outside there waiting to come back in. No, no, we just go out. No, I said, no. When you go, you go. Hey, devil, you devil of unbelief. You devil of doubt. When you go, you go. Sing me a song. I'm going to get that devil out of here one way or the other. Hallelujah. Now let me get the girl was delivered. It was several years later. I went back to Hempstead and Sister Sarah and I, we went to a Holiday Inn, and young woman walked up to me after service. She said, hi, Brother Stare. She's about 22 now. I said, hi. She don't know me. I said, I don't remember you. She said, I'm the girl you cast those devils out. So I got right with God. She got married. My husband and I were both serving the Lord. And came to hear you. Came back to give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Came on back, Kennedy. Give God the praise. Another question, and I called this fellow this morning and I told him, now, listen to me. Now, I tried to tell him, well, first of all, I'll let you hear his phone call, and then I just try to show you. I can't believe that people do this. I sometimes say, my God, this unbelief is so perplexing and so confusing. You got it ready, Brother Jonathan? Let's hear it.
Hi, Brother Stair. My name is Michael. I live in Virginia, and I've been listening to you for over 20 years. And there's one thing that I'm not quite sure of, and I've never really heard you teach on it, but it's about the rapture of the church of Thessalonians and a couple other areas in the Bible. I've always been taught that Jesus is coming back. He prepared a place for us. He goes to prepare a place for us where he is, we'll be able to come to him, and he's come to us in the twinkle of an eye, and a dead in Christ alive. And we're alive and then we caught up with the Lord in the air. What does this mean? Is this after the tribulation, before or when? I mean, is God suffering his children the wrath all over again? I thought that Jesus suffered our wrath and then we're secure in him. I'm confused with this. I was wondering if you could maybe clarify this up and just let me know. I'll be listening to the broadcast of us every night on WWVA in West Virginia. And I just would like to clear it up, Brother Stair. Thank you for preaching the word and telling everybody about Jesus. Blessed are you, and then persecute you too, and sell all manner of evil against you falsely. Leap for joy, for great is your heavenly brother. Thank you, brother.
Michael, you're a liar. You don't want to know the truth. Because I spoke that truth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, over and over and over again, in minute detail. First of all, the children of God are not going to go through the wrath of God.
Amen.
The tribulation is not the wrath of God.
Amen.
The wrath of God will be poured out when Jesus comes at the end of the tribulation.
Yes.
He's not going to be poured out in a pre-tribulation rapture because Christ ain't come before the tribulation.
Amen.
How anybody can read that Bible and completely deny what God said about the coming of Christ, you are just a plain damn fool. You have just chosen not to hear the truth.
No.
Oh, you said, oh, isn't that a nice, sweet boy?
Oh, God.
20 years?
20 years. Every night.
If I go away, I will come again. Are you listening?
Amen.
He's on earth.
Uh-huh.
He's talking to his disciples.
Amen.
He said, it's expedient for you that I go away.
Amen.
He said, if I don't go away, then the comforter will not come.
Amen.
And the reason why I'm going to go away so the comforter can come, because I have to go to the Father. And I won't be able to be with you like this anymore.
Amen.
And you are going to go all the way, everywhere. And in this kind of a body, I can't be with you. So I'm going to go away. And I'm going to come again back to you in the body by the Holy Spirit. And he will lead and guide you and go everywhere. And lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Now, my God, what in heaven's name? What do you want clearer than that?
Hallelujah.
Then he said, if I go again away, I will, me, I will come again. I won't send my comforter this time. I'm going to comfort you. Comfort you one another with these words. I will come again. My God. And if I go away, I will come again. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. And when I come, I will bring my reward or the place that I prepared for you. Amen. If I go, I will come. I'm going from the earth. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to leave heaven and come back to the earth. That where I am, there you will be also. Where are you going to be? You're going to be here on earth. Right here on earth.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Who? I don't understand that. I don't understand what? But they don't understand. The Lord himself shall so come again.
Amen.
In like manner. That was not Pentecost. When he came on the day of Pentecost, he wasn't like manner.
Jesus, glory. Glory.
He ascended up with a body. He's coming back in a body.
Hallelujah.
He ascended up in a glorified body.
Amen.
He's coming back in a glorified body. When he comes back, we're going to be resurrected. We're all going to be made glorified. And we'll be with him here on earth. Just as simple as that. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Sir. Turn out those perverted preachers. Shut them up. Shut them out. And believe it or not, you don't really have to listen to anybody else. Because I'm up there all the time. That old voice is there all the time. Over 120 hours of shortwave broadcasting every single day. You should see the reception reports I had sent to me from Indonesia, from Norway, from Germany, from France, from Africa. People are hearing. They're listening in all these different countries. They are hearing. It's something right here in America. I got four shortwaves and these folks tell me they can't hear. You're liars. You're liars. Get the TV out of your home. You can go buy a cell phone. One lady called me and said, "Brother Jerry, they keep asking for a calling card." I said, "Sure, because you got to pay for the time on your phone you got. Go get a phone where you get a plan where you pay for it, and then you can unlimited."
Yes, sir.
Amen. We actually have unlimited long distance on our line, our landline.
Yeah.
What does it cost, Brother Troy, do you know? You did know, didn't you? Somewhere around $30, I think it is. Not sure. Yeah, you folk like make good use of it.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Isn't that something? You pick up a phone, sit there in front of you. Talk 20 or 30 minutes and...
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You can take your cell phone and put it on your landline.
Oh,
$14 a month. And if you get the right kind of cell phone, you have unlimited talk all night long. Some place you've got unlimited talk, period. $30-$40 a month. And they sit there and listen and listen and listen. I got truck drivers all over America driving down the road.
Right.
Little cell phone stuck over their earphones in their head.
Yeah.
And they're listening.
Amen.
You're without excuse.
Amen.
Every short wave we got overseas is for 2 to 3 hours a day. Then when one drops off, another one picks up. Turn the dial and pick it up. And they're doing it, the ones that want to do it.
Amen.
That's why I told the Indian pastor. I said, tell you what you do, pastor, over there. You want me to come over there? I'll tell you what you do. You go get a satellite hookup.
Click.
You go. I'm being a little facetious on that because he may do it and just call me out of the money and not do it. I will send him the money to hook up a satellite.
Right.
I will do that.
Amen.
If he does.
Yeah.
See, I've done that in the past. I had to say, send me a short wave. Then I sent him a short wave. And all of a sudden, he had the same guy ask for a short wave every week. He was making merchandise of me. He got the short wave and he takes it over there. And so I stopped doing that. How many of you folks are trying to take your message out so you can make merchandise out of it? Make you think you're rich. Huh? So that's why I don't give... I could get short waves right now for... There's one they're selling on WorldNet Daily for $29. $34. I could get that short wave for about $15. Why did you do it? Because when I do that, everybody says, please send me a short wave. They won't send you a buck. Huh? They won't send you a dime. Huh? And if you try to tell them to send a postage, you're supposed to give this away.
Yeah.
We're living in a corrupt society, people.
Sure.
And there's nothing more corrupt than politics and religion.
Hallelujah.
Two men of corrupt mind. When I quote that scripture, men of corrupt mind, destitute of truth, I'm talking about your religious, remember, spiritual wickedness in high places. Your bishops, your big shop preachers. Come on, spiritual wickedness in high places. Your Obamas, your Congress, your judges.
Amen.
Spiritual wickedness.
Amen.
Spiritual wickedness in high places. In high places. In the United Nations. In the heads of states. Come on, in the bishops of the churches. In the archbishops, in the Pope of Rome, spiritual wickedness in high places, men of corrupt mind, destitute, they don't even know the truth at all. Come on, people. Well, you think you're the only one? I got that word of God in my mouth, and that's the truth. You hear me? That is truth. You hear me? That is truth. I speak the truth to you in Christ, and I line up. I don't believe that. Then bye. Generation so rebellious, so stubborn, and I don't think you ought to play into their hands at all. None of you. That's why turn them off. Turn these preachers off. Turn them off. Yeah, they got truth, but they're going to have some leaven in that thing, some corruptness in it. Like that little story, I don't believe that the church is going to have to be go through the wrath. Nobody talked about that. The tribulation period is not God's wrath. I preached that years ago. I got a message on tape. The tribulation is not the wrath of God. Hey, God is smart enough to say tribulation and wrath, and they're not the self-same thing. Wrath is wrath, and tribulation is tribulation. And they're not the self-same thing. Iniquity and sin is not the self-same thing.
Amen.
Wouldn't be so bad, Lord, if you didn't have to always battle with the people of God. Oh, but you didn't talk nice to that young man. Did he talk nice to me? Huh? Tell me, he lived with me for 20 years? And asked me to go back and repeat something so he could understand what I've done it dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Come on! Is he talking nice to me? I So I told that man about that. I said, what did I do? I said, man, what are you doing rebuking me? I'm an 80-year-old man. I've been schooled and trained for this. I've been sent by God for over 60 years. I'm just preaching the world. And you snot-nosed sit up there and question me about something I've already answered thousands of times. You don't have to say anything when you baptize somebody. There's no place in the Bible that says you have to say anything.
Lord, bless you, Jesus.
That's why Paul said, boy, my God, I didn't baptize none of you. You'd be want to go around and say you got baptized in the name of Paul.
Hallelujah.
One says I'm baptized by Apollo, and then says I'm baptized by Peter. And Paul said, what are you doing? What's the matter, folks? What is it that you just immediately resist? That simple, clear, but I don't see it like that. How do you see it then? Then why are you even hanging around here for? What did you come out here to see?
Right.
A pushover?
Right.
My Lord.
Some of you twist around your finger?
Oh, God.
Right. Hallelujah.
I want to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you and you should want to see him in me. And that word, that's what he was. The word's made flesh.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory.
He's in your flesh.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. And when you let me... When you let him have his way in your flesh, he'll be glorified in your flesh. He'll be or manifested. When God's glory is what is manifested, you can feel it, you can see it. It's like the sun shining around you. God is just there. It's a warm glow, a tingling symbol. So, use a ghost and describe it as a hot chill, a cold flash. Nobody's ever felt that tingling presence of God, that quickening, that enlightenment. That's why I hate to quit preaching, because right now I'm on fire, boy. I'm on fire. I'm just burning. Yeah, just burning. Little burning bushes, just a burning. Hallelujah. And it's not a wildfire. Very well controlled.
Amen.
So, Michael, go and repent. What an insult to God. Oh, I didn't know. I'm ignorant. Well, be not ignorant. You're not going to change, are you? So God just got to put you through some more, didn't he?
Amen.
Do you surrender your own judgment, your own... Yeah, okay. So be it.
Amen.
Be my guest. Stay in your dry bone situation until you're willing to respond to the word of God.
Amen.
The Bible said those bones came together.
Yes.
Your leg bones didn't get up and walk that way. And the arm bone went that way. No, they came together.
Hallelujah.
Forsake not the coming to get.
Glory
God.
We have gathered to get. We get that all down the way it ought to be.
Amen.
Then the Lord of music will come to his
temple.
So is that. To our God and Father. I thank you again for helping me. I tried, Lord, not to become too animated, but I've been doing that too many years. And I know my bodily presence doesn't help.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I even do that. But it's just the way I've been.
Hallelujah.
But walking down that aisle don't make it more effective. I know that. They sort of get resentful when I get close to them. So. But I did try to control it a little bit. But it's like fire in my bones. It just burns and burns and burns and burns and burns. Let's see if I can't burn out this dross. And this. Oh, God. Let your name be glorified. Send us $1 million, Lord. Just send it. I know this. I'm still looking for the $10 million. I don't mention it too much, but
Hallelujah.
Glory now.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working power in the blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, again for the words we heard again today, Lord, and for giving us faith. And for those that have remained here and on the broadcast systems, thank you, Lord, for Prophet Sent. Let us know you come in our lifetime. And so, again, we continue, oh God, and anoint Pastor Rice mightily, preach the word boldly as he ought to, and help us, oh God, to hear, and be hearers and doers of the word. Thank you for making us your choice and your determination to save us. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Come in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Timothy. You all may be seated. All right. Do you have a song today? Praise the Lord. Well, I have a song.
Glory.
Let's try 161. You want to try that one? Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Bless your name.
Sing unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Should we do it?
Amen.
Give unto the Lord all ye mighty.
Yes.
Should we do it?
Yes.
Glory and strength.
Yes.
Give unto the Lord the glory due his name.
Hallelujah.
Worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the beauty of holiness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King,
through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. On the promises of God.
Whatsoever he's promised, he's also able to perform it. We thank God for another opportunity to gather with the saints in the tabernacle. It is the Sabbath day, the day that the Lord hath made. He hath once again, by his divine decree, gathered the saints in the sanctuary. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Like Brother David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a time in my life that I didn't go to the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'd see all the children and whatever going to church. I said, man, I'd like to be in that number. Praise the Lord. Sure. And I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Glory, glory. When the saints gather in the tabernacle, I want to be in that number. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching. Oh, when the saints go marching. Let me see. Just for a little while, saints, we would give glory to God. He is worthy. It is our portion, you know, to give glory to God, to worship him in spirit and in truth. For the hour is coming, now is, when they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. We're true worshipers. To worship the living God forever and ever. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we're just getting ready to do what we'll always do. Thank you, Lord. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Whereunto I'm ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Hallelujah. Glory. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. Thank you. Of God.
Hallelujah.
Glory God. My dad, he was a Ruskin, and my first experience of him was a smoker and a cusser. He smoked the old Camel non-filters, and he cussed like a sailor. Yes, he did. And he was a disciplinarian. That's where I learned discipline.
Glory God.
I didn't have any problem when I got to the military. So one day some folk came by and they talked with him and mom. And after that, they began to go to church. Then some came over dad. His conversation changed. Put his cigarettes down. Of course, when they went to church, I was little then, maybe 7 or 8. When they went to church, I went to church. I heard the preacher preach for the first time. He preached Jesus. And I believe the message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So for a while, you know, I was going to church. And of course, after a while, I sort of started to go my own way. Because this was just an old house. It wasn't a glorious church. It was an old shack. And I was ashamed for my classmates to see me go to the old shack. It was just an old house. I'm telling you the truth. But the Lord was there.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. So after a while, you know, I reverted back to my old ways. And that's when I would, you know, when I got to the point where I didn't have to go, I didn't go. And I would see people going. I said, man, I long to go. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I ran my course for a while, but the Lord never left me.
Hallelujah.
I was aware of his presence, you know, even doing my mischief, brother. Praise the Lord. He was still ordering my steps. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So he brought me back. Come on. Hallelujah. So now I'm glad to go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, there was a time, you know, after I started going and, you know, I tried to find some excuse not to go. Of course, I never played sick. Even as a young man, I just never liked the idea of that. I'd use the deal, I ain't got nothing to wear. But they'd make me wear it anyway. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But I'm glad to be here today. Hallelujah. Y'all want to testify of Jesus. Is that all right?
Yes.
Let me read the scripture, though. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. It's in 2 Timothy 1 and 8. It said, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God.
Yes, Lord.
Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we heard the man of God talking about Christ in us. That's the doctrine we should hold to.
Amen.
I believe it like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the mystery that Paul unveiled.
Yes, Lord.
It was a mystery, you know.
Mystery, yes it was.
And Paul revealed it, which is Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
The hope of glory.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So yeah, that is something we should hold to.
Yes, sir.
Something that should gather us.
Yes.
Something we have in common.
Yes.
Huh? That he is Lord and that Christ liveth in you.
Yes.
Christ liveth in me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now I've often heard it takes one to know one. So we are sons of God, and if Christ be in you, then you should recognize Christ in your brother.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Do you do that?
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Heard the man of God talking again about the scriptures. You know, I've said it before. I want to say it again, though. He said, I always take these scriptures and apply them to myself. You all know what he said after that. He said, you all should do the same thing. Huh? It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. All right? Huh? Praise the Lord. Huh? Well, has not he put his word in your mouth? The word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. It's the word of faith that we preach. Glory, glory. Yeah, we're all sons of God.
Amen.
Heirs of God.
That's right.
Joint heirs with Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 It's the Lord's doing.
Amen.
It's marvelous in our eyes.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So yeah, by Christ in me, I can discern Christ in you.
Hallelujah.
Is that all right?
That's all right?
It's amazing how many people get upset because you say Christ is in you. Huh? We should rejoice.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory,
glory.
Are you going to rejoice, Brother Kurt? Somebody hold that mule up there while Brother Kurt run around the tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise. Trying to get you to run for a long time.
Hallelujah.
You blessed me today, brother. I know you blessed the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Glory, glory. Unbelief, it is the sin that does so easily beset us. We're going to be saved by faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Glory,
glory.
Whatever is not of faith is sin. By faith the elders obtained a good report.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 We won't build anything to save us.
No.
We won't store up anything to save us, except it be some faith.
Amen.
We lay up something for the siege.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It won't be anything that you can see.
No.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
So what's coming down the pike, what we need, and I've always said it, I will say again today, is faith in God. Glory, glory. We not only need it for what's coming down the pike, we need it for right now. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And it's what God has given us, those whom he's saved. I want to call your remembrance to the account of the little blind girl got loose from her dad and was lost, and she was looking for the man of God. Y'all remember that, huh? So that I could find the man of God. Huh? I could find the man of God. He could heal my eyes, and I'd find my daddy. I find my own daddy. How about that? Well, Brother Branham, of course, knew, he saw, discerned that she had faith. Yeah. Yeah, he did. She said, he said, you believe that? Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. I find that man of God. Yeah. I find my own daddy. Praise the Lord. My brother Branham, discerning that she had faith, said, well, what would happen if I told you I was a man of God? Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good. Well, I'm the man of God. She tucked his hand. Here, put it. Hallelujah. Go find my own daddy. Come on. That's how faith works. Huh? Faith begets faith. Yeah, faith can discern faith. Like love can discern love. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And faith works by love. Thank you, Lord. There's a man out there in Oklahoma. I was going to say young man. He's younger than I am. Probably about Kurt's age. You and Kenny about the same age, brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Kenny Edmonds. Sometime he called me. Brother Rice, how you doing, man? Y'all doing all right out there? Then he'll ask about everybody. How Maurice doing? How's Seth and Diane doing? Well, you know, we talked for a while. He said, I sure miss y'all. He said, you know, things are not the same since y'all left. I said, well, how's Marie doing? He'll say, well, you know, I hardly ever see her. That's his only daughter. Of course, she's up and married now, and he don't see much of her. So the only time I see her is when I take her out to dinner, or she takes me out to dinner, but I have to pay for it. But he always says, Brother Rice, he said, I love you every time he called. He says it with conviction, though. Huh? So what I discerned from that is he discerned the love of God in me. Huh? That's what I... Yeah. Kenny, he's kind of rough, though. Of course, I've gotten rough with him, too. There's been times that he would come down to the house, and we were sitting in the dining hall. He cut up so bad one day. I don't remember what he did, but I remember what I did. I took his plate from him. I said, get out of here, Kenny. Go home. That was kind of rough. That's not my nature, but that's what I did. Because he cut up so bad. Finally, he got his food, and he was still cutting up. I took his food. I said, get out. But he still loves me. How about you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Yeah, God still loves us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
But we are God's witnesses, you know, and what we are doing or not doing is we are testifying of Jesus,
Jesus.
About his love.
Jesus.
Huh? About the faith of God.
Faith, yes, Lord.
You understand?
Hallelujah.
We won't see it in the world. If anybody would see faith, then they would see it in the people of God.
Yes, Lord.
In the church of the living God.
Amen.
The pillar and ground of the truth.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They would see men who depend on Jesus.
Yes.
Huh? not on the arm of flesh, lean not to their own understanding. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith is a marvelous thing.
Yes, it is.
Unbelief is too.
Amen.
Huh? It is the sin that does so easily beset us.
Yes.
Parades itself, masquerades in so many different uniforms. You know, like pride. All sin, it puts on masquerades. You understand? But usually you can always find pride in it. Hmm? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, pride goeth before. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's what affects the hearing of the church.
Yes, Lord.
Or anybody's hearing. I still marvel, you know, that we all sit here and we rejoice to hear Brother Stair preach.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? I do.
Amen.
Sure. And then we all do so contrary to what he preached.
Right.
That's marvelous in my eyes.
Amen.
See what I'm saying?
Amen.
We pick out certain things that we want to hear. The rest we don't hear.
My Lord.
I think basically that comes from pride.
My Lord, yes, God.
That's what I believe.
All right.
Comes from pride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we must hear what the Spirit says.
Yes, glory.
And our adversary is making a lot of clamor, lots of distractions, so that we won't hear. We have to apply ourselves to hear what the Spirit said.
Yes.
You know, not just one little detail,
no.
But we must hear what the Spirit said.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What the Spirit said to the churches.
Church. Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And we are special. Mm. Ye are a chosen generation.
Hallelujah.
A royal priesthood.
Glory.
A holy nation.
Hallelujah. Holy nation. Yes, Lord.
We are special because God chose us.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We're not special because we're better than our brother.
No, no, no.
That's how some think they're special. I'm special because I know this and you don't know that. Or we're special because God chose us. That's no other premise. We're not special by any other means. Because we're all undone. We're all wretched. Huh? All of our righteousness is unclean things. Come on. Huh? Yeah, woe is me, for I'm undone. We are special. That's because God chose us. Has nothing to do with our merit. Has nothing to do with our ability. Has nothing to do with how well we preach. How many prophecies we get. Has nothing to do with that. And that's why we fail to hear. Because we think we're special because of something. And that's not so. Are you going to hear what I'm saying today? Huh? The only reason we're special is because God chose us. Huh? He chose you, he chose me. So I'm special just like you're special. Huh? So I'm going to deal with you like you're special. Not like I'm special and you're nothing. If Christ is in me, then Christ is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Does it make sense? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're all special, so let's come together and worship the special God. He's special, you know, too, because there's none like him. Huh? None can save after this manner. None can deliver after this manner. Huh? He's a special God. But the special people. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, there's many delusions and strange doctrines going on in this day. Hmm? I think it stems from pride. You know, I'm this special so-and-so or whatever. Not so. Praise the Lord. Or you don't know like I know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. But the man of God reminded us to examine ourselves. That was at the top. Examine yourself. To see whether you be in the faith. Whatever you see your brother do or see any, then make sure you examine yourself to see if you be in the faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. And we all heard the voice of the prophet. How many of you all been listening for 10 years? Anybody here been listening for 10 years?
Amen.
Nobody?
Amen. Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Nobody?
Hallelujah.
I know somebody been listening at least for 10 years.
Yes.
Some for 15.
Amen.
Some for 20 years.
Yes.
Amen, amen,
yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, I know his message was consistent. I do know that. You know, the accounts he gave, he always gave them the same way.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So how is it we hear different things?
Amen.
Well, we got one Bible. We all like the King James Version, don't we? Praise that's the one that he said that, sure. He believed God ordained.
Hallelujah.
That's the one you got? Praise the Lord. How about the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord. Is that the one sent down from heaven? One to testify of Jesus? Praise the Lord. You all know we ought to speak the same thing then. Huh? What? Same God? Same Bible? Same Spirit? Same prophet? Come on. We ought to speak the same thing. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And have no division tomorrow.
Yes, Lord.
We should be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This body of Christ.
Amen. A body, yes,
yeah, there's not one member that's above another member. That's just not how it works.
No, no way.
Mm-mm. Jew, Greek. Male, female, Gentile, none of that matters.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful God.
So can we agree on what we ought to do in the patient waiting?
Hallelujah.
This is the patient waiting. Because we're here and we're still waiting. And in our patience, we possess our soul.
Oh,
huh?
Glory.
Well, Pastor, I thought we'd be out of here by now. Well, you ought to get ready.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, God.
One thing for sure, saint, we can't stay here.
That's right.
Thank God.
I can tell you that. We cannot stay here.
Thank God.
And we do have a covenant that Jesus said, I will come again and receive you into myself. That where I am, there you may be also. And this promise does different things for different people. You understand?
Hmm?
It is God's promise. Thank you, Lord. That he's going to come and gather us. We're going to be with him. For me, it tells me I should gather with the saints.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
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 I mean, if we're going to be with them forever, then why not now?
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't like the way I'm preaching?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Well, you know, they do this and they do that. Yeah, we do. Huh? It's part of God's perfecting too. Thank you, Jesus. Because what they do, you know. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we should examine ourselves. You know, simple as it is, the truth is not separate. If truth was a garment, it would be one thread woven. Wouldn't be any seams in it. Wouldn't be, that's how the truth would be. You understand? If you had one end of the thread, you had the whole garment. That's how the truth is. Well, folk want to take something, if you can separate it, it's not truth. Truth is, yeah, it's complete. Just like you in Christ. Hallelujah. Well, what about the Sabbath day? You know the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, to some people that mean the Sabbath day. You can do whatever you want to do, but if you keep the Sabbath day, then you're keeping God's command. Well, that's garbage. That's not God's commandment, understand? Huh? God's commandment is L-O-V-E. That's God's commandment. Somebody say amen. If you hear like the Spirit say, then that's what you hear. Well, should we remember the Sabbath day? It's written in the book. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And it talks much about the Sabbath day and covetousness. So many other commandments, you know, don't say a lot about them other than thou shalt, don't do them. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. But when it talks about serving other gods, Sabbath day, and covetousness, it expounds quite a bit. Hallelujah. I'm the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Huh? Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Nor bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But God's commandments, we always say, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the key to this, on these two commandments, hang all the law and the prophets. Whatever the prophets said. We like to talk about that, don't we? Well, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We love God above all. And love our neighbor as we love ourselves.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. This is how you can determine whether or not it's of God or whether it's the truth.
Yes.
You get the doctrine and you hold it up to the light.
Oh,
no. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See if it speaks like these two commandments. If not, it's no good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Of course, men have taken up many. Baptism is one he was talking about. The men have taken and just used to divide. Of course, that's not what baptism is for. Sabbath day and other strange doctrines, you know. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
You shall know the truth. Yes. One say the truth will enlighten you, but probably before it does that, it'll probably piss you off. That's probably true, isn't it? You know how it is. Well, just preach what people say they believe. Well, what happens? They get upset. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
That's the witness.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
By this time, your own spirituality stinks.
Amen.
Hmm? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Once again, we're gathered here in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day. God's people, saved by grace, through faith, ordained to eternal life, for as many as believed him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship Christ, our Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen.
You'd be surprised how many times, or maybe you wouldn't, people told me I'm not spiritual. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't claim to be, you understand. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. I'm not of the spiritual type who make myself to know something I don't know or, you know, think I know something. I'm not spiritual like that. What I know, I know, I know. And I don't mind telling you what I know. Is that all right? What I don't know, I don't know. And I won't tell you. How about that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't make up answers for stuff I don't know. I'm not that spiritual, okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. I know Jesus lives in me. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. We serve a God who cannot lie. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Man after God's own heart. Brother Stair would often say, well, if anybody can convince him, well, Pastor Rice could. Of course, I've not convinced anybody, though. I went down to the river and talked to Doug. I didn't convince him. I've talked to many. I haven't convinced them. Praise the Lord. There was a caller who called about repentance. Well, before repentance, there must be conviction by the Holy Ghost. And we've grieved the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Glory.
We've resisted the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Oh, so repentance, it's something that's very rare.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, God really comes down when he convicts us.
Hallelujah.
Because so much we've resisted the conviction.
Hallelujah.
And that's what it takes to get to the repentance.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Conviction must make you say, woe is me.
Yes,
I'm undone.
Oh,
huh? Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Hallelujah. Yeah, repentance is always about you. And it's between you and God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You know, sometimes I hear about folk that have been here or been there, wherever, you know, and they've seen certain things and they've turned away from God and they don't believe God anymore. They can't blame that on anybody. You can't blame that on anybody. Yeah, you better know God for yourself and you better hold to him. Hallelujah. I don't go for that. I don't care where you've been and what you've seen. If you met the Master, then you ought to stand fast. You won't be able to say, well, you know, I went to Alaska and so-and-so did this and I went to overcome it. You, I'll make your calling in election sure. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, you see why some don't talk to me, because this is the way you hear me, Brother Robert? I know there's folk you talk to, folk leave here and folks stay in contact with them. They don't talk like I talk, because they say, you know, such and such happened there and such. That has nothing to do with you. Huh? See how I talk, Brother Rob? They don't call and talk to me, because this is the way I talk.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what you do, you ain't going to stand between me and God. It ought to be the same way with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. What happened, though, is that spirit goes out from here. You know, you talk with this one, you talk with that one, and that mess goes out. Yeah, there's nothing we do here that's going to keep folk from being saved. Hello. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The God we save is able to save us. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Well, y'all got some strange doctrines down there. Well, there's some strange doctrines going on around here. But I know the truth, and the truth makes me free. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, there's some folks seeking their own. Well, that's all right. I'm seeking the kingdom. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. What I'm trying to say, saints, what I am saying is we can't blame it on the other fellow. No, we can't. We can't. No, no, no. Every man must give an account. But he's done in his own body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But we being sons of God, being Christian, then we should try to help our neighbor. We should be examples. I'm endeavoring to be one. Your influence, yeah, mine, I'm trying to put my influence on all of y'all. I promise you that, because it's a godly influence. I'll tell you to serve God, love God, believe God. Please be influenced. Praise God. Don't blame anybody for your troubles. Hallelujah. Stand fast in the faith. Be strong. Trust God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, I'm not going to try to influence you to disrespect folk, to lie on folk, to work revenge. Love your neighbor. Yeah, with my influence, I'm going to try to use it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. If folk talk to me that have left here, I'll do the same. I'll let them know that whatever trouble they have, it's not because of anything here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Give God praise. Hallelujah. That would get us off the hook, wouldn't it? You know, we blame everybody else for our shortcoming. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Godly counsel. Make sure you give godly counsel. Yeah.
That's right.
You want to turn people to God, not away from God.
No way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And I always say, you can't do me wrong. I won't let you do it. Thank you, Jesus. Walk in this power that God gave me. Brother Kurt said, man, I don't have the personality you have. Well, we have the same Jesus, brother. Huh? He said, when people call you an asshole and then smile in your face, he said, I can handle it. Easy run. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah, Christ in me does that. I hope that don't make you angry. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. You aren't going to do anything to even make me hate you. Come on. Somebody say amen. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. I'm going to take the better part. I'm going to love you. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, what shall separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus? Praise the Lord, saints. Kirk, this is your privilege, you know. You don't have to say I don't have a... You're well able. Thank you, Lord. It is a better way, you know. Huh? Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. But you know, there's a spirit that we emanate when we talk to our kinfolk and talk to this one. Make sure it's a godly spirit. Or some things you really don't even have to say, but the spirit emanates. Come on. We don't want to emanate that somebody else is the cause of our waywardness. That's not so. Not so. Not so. It's your own heart, your own wickedness. Everybody hear me? All right. No empathy with me. No. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, the God we serve is greater than that. Yeah. Huh? The power God has given us is greater than that. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, this power makes you love everybody. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yeah. I mean, not just lip service. I mean love. Praise the Lord. What a privilege. What a blessedness. What a joy divine. Glory. Leaning on the everlasting Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, you see, I don't just talk about it. Christ is in me. I'm going to let him walk, let him talk, huh? Praise the Lord. Huh? I'm going to put him under a bushel, put him behind the door. I just bring him out on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, some folk get religious just on Sunday or Sabbath. Ain't no good. I need Jesus every day. You have to order my steps every day. Guide me, direct me, protect me every day. Huh? Well, I wake up, I'm looking for him. Hallelujah. Just like that babe looking for the nipple, I'm looking for Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, Pastor Rice, you're so wretched, I don't believe you. I am wretched, but you ought to believe me. The first one should make you believe the latter. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yep. That is the biggest part of the victory, is acknowledging and admitting that you are rich. Not the other fellow, but yourself. Huh? Or you don't be condemning him, setting traps for him. Huh? Be trying to help them, encourage them, pray for them. Praise the Lord. Knowing that but for the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may say, well, I don't do that. Well, it's not your doing, it's God's grace. Because you don't do something, have nothing to do with you. There's lots of mischief I tried to get into and couldn't get into. Grace of God. Hallelujah. Glory. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'd gotten into all the mischief I set out to get into, I wouldn't be here. I'd be gone. But God frustrated lots of my schemes, huh? Brought them to naught. The grace of God. Hallelujah. Not because I'm from New Zealand. Not because I'm from, you know how folk think. Huh? But because of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Yeah. So we want to demonstrate Christ. We want to let him shine forth. We want to let God be God. Down in your soul. Down in your heart. Hallelujah. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's a joy giver. Praise the Lord. He'll give you peace. Hallelujah. He'll turn your gray skies blue.
Hallelujah.
Turn your midnight into day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You going to get loosened up back there, Angela? Ready, you know, shake off them heavy bands. Praise the Lord. Bakia, can you hold her mule there while she shout a little bit? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Glory. Oh, ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the Lord has done great things for us. Hallelujah. All of us. Not because of us. That is so backwards. You know, it's so backwards. All that God has done is because he wanted to do it. Even in spite of us. Some places in the Bible said he did things, he delivered it, but for his name's sake. How about that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. For his name's sake. Praise the Lord, saints. So do be encouraged. Don't blame anything on your brother or sister. No, it doesn't lie with them. Say, it's me, O Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not the Democrats, not the Republicans. Not the ones who were here and left. No. No, it's none of that. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I'm going on in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm determined to go on. I'll let nothing separate me. Thank you, Jesus. Nothing between my soul and the Savior. Hallelujah. I believe in that you all have gotten a drink of this living water, too. You know, I'm speaking to you like there's a well in you springing up. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you've seen the light. Come on, saints.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I know there are spirits that oppress us, but we rise above that. One of those gloomy days outside, but you see, I'm pressing on in. Hallelujah. I'm not going to look sorry for Jesus. You can do it, but I'm not. Hallelujah. Not going to do it. Hallelujah. Going to give God glory. Going to give God praise. Going to have an open face. Praise the Lord. Come on, Ann. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Give me a little gas here. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. All right, let us stand, saints. Ain't God good?
Yes.
gives us so many blessings. Do be encouraged, saints. Yeah, just a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Yeah, the Lord is, he's not missed a step. He's not fumbled the ball and got to recover. Everything's right on time. Hallelujah. Your doctrine may have fumbled, but God hadn't fumbled. Praise the Lord. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Brother Spencer, pray for us.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, we've been preached to today. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Evidently, he's endeavoring to save us, and I believe that he will. I was thinking about the woman at the well, and boy, after she got that drink, hallelujah, she left her pot and went and told the men, come see a man. Come see a man. A man. The man in the middle. Oh, yes, Lord God. That's who he is still today. The man in the middle. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They stand before us. Hallelujah. In the presence of God. And say, they are my people.
Hallelujah.
They are my people. Hallelujah. I'm going to save them. I'm going to set them free. I'm going to deliver them from every evil work. Hallelujah. I bless you, Lord. I believe it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Every evil work, Lord God, you're going to deliver us from. Hallelujah. You're going to finish the work, and you're going to cut it short in righteousness. I believe that, Lord. I believe that, Lord God. Oh, yes, and I believe we believe it, Lord God. I thank Lord God. What the preaching was doing today is telling us that we should acknowledge that.
Hallelujah.
We should believe that. That we're not here passing time, but we are here passing time. But there's something at the end of that, which is salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that we have this faith now. Or we have this faith now. And we won't always need it. Hallelujah. Because we believe that Jesus is coming. He said, I will come again. Hallelujah. And receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you should be also. Oh, yes. And I'll be satisfied when I wake in his likeness. We'll be satisfied when we wake in his likeness. We do thank you, Lord God, for the preaching of the word today from the prophet and from the pastor, Lord God, endeavoring, encouraging us to travel on. Travel on. There is an end. There is an end. There's an expected end for God's people. We are his people.
Hallelujah.
We're the apple of his eye.
Hallelujah.
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 Why he cares for me would always be a mystery, Lord God, but you do care for us. Yeah, it's evident to me. Hallelujah, that you care for us, Lord God, that you brought us out. You brought us out all right, and those saints, Lord God, that are out there, you know, desiring fellowship, just believe God. Believe God, and there be people that are not of this fold. Him you'll bring also. Them you'll bring also. Be encouraged, saints, everywhere, everywhere, regardless of where you are, spiritually or physically, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's everywhere. And in everything, like pastors say, he hadn't fumbled the ball. Yeah, he hadn't fumbled the ball. He's made no mistakes. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, we heard Brother Stair talk about we need faith. And boy, I tell you, Pastor Wright said something. It's a jewel. Don't blame anybody for where you are. I'm telling you that that's a deception. That's a lie from the devil. You know, we're just all where we are, and Jesus is where he is, and that's what we need to focus on, and that he's coming down again to receive us unto himself and take full advantage of this repentance. And he said, too, that before repentance, conviction has to come. And God is just dealing with us as individuals, and he's dealing with us collectively to bring us, to gather us. Unto Shiloh shall be the gathering of the people. Oh, yes, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Be encouraged, saints, everywhere. Be encouraged. Jesus is coming. And it's in that great name I pray. Amen. Amen. Come see a man. Come see a man. Amen. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Glory. Thank you, Brother Spencer. Well, some may say, well, Pastor Rice, we don't get animated and excited like you do. It's the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm just wretched as you are. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, I don't talk crazy like you. You talk like you got faith. It's the grace of God. The faith I got from Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I do have it, though. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I've got the love to make it work. Praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed. God bless you, saints. Maranatha. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
I tried to tell you, you're going to accept what God spoke out of my mouth. Now settle it.
Let's not fall into the trap of trying to vindicate Brother Stair and seeing that everything that he said by the letter materialized. And what he said by the Spirit.
The spiritual always comes first. The spiritual always comes first. All right? Everything, even in the Old Testament, it started first in the spiritual.